Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Man, this day is flying. A story here from the Associated Press. Having your mouth taped shut is the stuff of nightmares.
Oh.
But some people are doing that to themselves in an attempt to sleep better. Doctors are saying do not do it.
Have you not seen this on social media?
Yeah, this is a biohacking trend that has been around for a while now. They even have brands called hostage tape.
Okay, that's...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Specific brands that aren't supposed to, you know, rip your mustache hairs off when you finally take it off in the morning.
Okay. And it's supposed to do what?
It's supposed to make you look ridiculous, Dan. Help you sleep better.
Oh.
Some on social media say it is a hack for getting more and better sleep and to reduce snoring. The claims, though, which are not backed by science, are taking off on places like TikTok,
Sometimes
pushed by people working for companies related to the products.
Mm-hmm.
The idea being that if you can't be a mouth breather where your jaw then relaxes down into your throat, it will force you to breathe through your nose, keeping that jaw formation in line and, in theory, breathing better. However, if you're like me and you perpetually only have one functioning nostril, I think I would die if I did that.
You're a solo nostril breather?
Only one nostril ever works at a time.
Okay.
Not one is clogged permanently, but you vacillate.
It switches back and forth.
You vacillate between your left and right nostril.
Yep.
Okay. Do you control that?
Have you tried blowing?
I have.
Your nose. I would wake up, feel like I'd been kidnapped and thrown in the trunk of a car, and start screaming. This is not for me.
It says here, mouth breathing in adults is not a major health problem, but it is better to breathe through your nose, according to experts. Your nose is a natural filtering system, trapping dust and other allergens before they can get to your lungs. Hence, that's what boogers are.
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. We don't need to hear that. I don't even like that word.
Do you know what boogers are?
That boogers are dust.
Okay, you don't need to keep saying it.
I cleaned the basement a couple of weekends ago, and
we're good. I don't need to hear the details there either.
Was there a lot of dust?
Okay.
Did they turn into boogers? They were dark.
We are moving on.
Did the nose?
They were
work?
Not booger colored.
We are moving on. My God, I need some estrogen in this room.
Do you know how long we have been mouth breathers?
No, Dan. I don't care.
Since
we're moving on.
Since the beginning of time.
Well, since the beginning of humankind.
Yes.
Well, breathing through our nose.
They didn't have neti pots when we were cavemen. Have you ever used one of those?
What's a neti pot?
I've not used the neti pot.
Disgusting thing you put up your
nose. Is that like the Navage that they sell on TV?
Which, by the way, I can use a neti pot, have a wonderful clearing, and still only have access to one nostril. Make it make sense.
I don't like the word nostril, and I don't like this conversation. We're moving on.
Neti pots are too gentle. I typically go for the squeeze bottle that shoots the water up there and really cleans out the nasal passages of all the boogers.
You remember those suction things we had when we had babies?
For babies.
It was suction. Oh, my God.
Which, by the way, that technology has not improved.
No, it is not.
Still the same.
I'm telling you right now.
It's simple.
And Sam, I can't wait for you to have kids because the three of us are done.
We are going
to
make fun of you every single day of your life in a loving way.
Supportive, like family.
Yeah, I had to do it with my nephew. I already know.
But these little, for those of you who are too young to have kids yet, just wait. Your time is coming. And one of the things that you will get, aside from...
They're always light blue.
They are always light blue.
They're bulbous.
And clear. The tube is clear, but the bulbous is is light blue. And you insert the tube.
Yep.
It's like
squeeze and release.
It's like a skinny
squeeze and release.
What is it that you use to get liquid into?
Like a funnel.
Funnel. Thank you. It's like a skinny funnel, and it fits on the end of this bulbous. I like that word.
Just suck it out.
And you put the little funnel in your kid's nose, and you push, and then you let go.
It works.
And my God, the hell that comes out of that kid's face.
Oh, the modern day ones, it's a straw that you put in your mouth and you create the suction.
Did I ever tell you? I've seen it. It's disgusting.
Oh, no.
That's what I was talking about.
Did I ever tell you one of my kids
like
shoved
a
bead up her nose when she was like 2, maybe 3? She shoved a bead, like the bead that you would like make art with, you know, string.
You know, who is this? Which kid?
Oh, I'll let you guess before I tell the end of the story.
It's got to be one of the girls.
The bead goes up the nose, and I look over at her, and she's like, and I go, sweetheart, did you just put a bead up your nose? And she starts screaming and crying and shaking her head yes. So I go over there, and it's way up here in the nasal passage, and I kind of feel it up there, and I'm literally, I get that bulb thing. I'm trying to suck it out. I push one of her nostrils in. I'm like, blow it out. Well, she keeps sucking in. So instead of blowing out, she's sucking it further up. We end up, well, I swear to Moses, we
easy.
End up, because she was choking and gagging and screaming. We go to Children's Mercy South. Children's Mercy South.
You went to the doctor for this?
Scott, I was like, she could choke in the middle of the night. We got to get it out of there. So we get in there and we get back to see the doctor. And do you know how they get that out of a kid? I'm just going to tell you right now. They strap your child down on a backboard with full body Velcro, and they Velcro them down.
Like in a straitjacket.
Like in the worst kind of straitjacket. And the nurse said to us, she is going to be so traumatized putting her on this backboard and going in to get it. Are we sure we don't want to just try one more time? And so we're looking. Have you ever tried to get a 2-year-old to do something you want them to do?
I already know who this is. This is B.
Oh, 1,000% it was B. We're looking at her and we're like, sweetheart, okay. We're just gonna try it one more time. I'm just gonna push right here. She blows. That sucker shoots out across the room and hits the wall. And the nurse,
like an old musket
like
pellet?
It just comes flying out. And we literally get up with our child and run because we did not need a bill from Children's Mercy South. We got it out right there in the exam room.
Did you keep the bead?
We did not.
You dined and dashed at Children's Mercy
well, we
in
said,
the emergency
like, do we
room?
Need to do anything? And the nurse goes, you're free to go. And we're like, work!
Were there skid marks in the parking lot?
And they're throwing the invoice after you.
Wow.
Don't need a physician for that.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.